I know. I've been away for many months, and the main reason is because I've been drained by working this new job. I took it to help my community, but I have never in my life experienced this level of incompetence, insubordination, horrible work ethic, and just insanity. And common sense. I mean, I definitely have things to work on. But there was this weird laziness that I had to overcompensate for. I worked 50-hour weeks when I was only supposed to work 32 hours, and it was to overcompensate for the just insanity is the only word to me that sums it up. However, I agreed to work there next year for the summer. So it's a seasonal position. I am the manager of haunted hotels. And I perhaps shouldn't have agreed to work the next summer, but I was the co-manager this time around. Next year, I will be the head manager and I'll have an assistant manager. And that way, I believe things will run smoother. I'll be in charge of hiring. I'm going to hire some people I know. I'm in control of the training and bringing back people from this year that were really good. We had 13, 14 desk clerks this season, and I'm only asking six, seven to return. Seven. I'm only asking seven to return. So nearly half were horrible. And that half made it horrible for me and guests and other staff. And I don't put up with stuff like that. So next year I have a plan so that it's better and I'm not as drained. Was I able to write this summer? Hell no. Because I work two jobs. I work for myself and then I was working for these hotels. So I literally had no extra time to do any of my writing. But one of the blessings of the summer was I found somebody who worked as one of the desk clerks that I feel is the perfect person to play one of the characters from my script. I plan on asking him to do it this October. So I had everybody else for the parts. I just was looking for Hunter. I could not, the person I thought it was then not the person, but I really feel like this person is the right voice. So basically, we're going to do a table read of Ghost Legal Family this October. I just need to schedule it with everybody. I'm excited. The great thing about my mind is that when I am overwhelmed, it escapes to creativity. So I was able to fix some parts of the script that other people had shined a light on or I just didn't like. So I am going to rewrite it. Oh, it's 2:22 right now as I'm recording this. I'm going to rewrite it in the next, I would say 7 to 10 days. And then I'm going to have the virtual table read. We're not going to do it in person. Because some people are in Canada, some people are all across the US, and some people are in New York. So I'm going to do it via Zoom, and I plan to upload the recording to this podcast just so I can get things going. Also, where I was working, there's a house that's for sale that was owned by a famous Mohawk opera singer. And so I would just meditate around there and I would just get more ideas about the script. So the benefit of working where I was working outshines the drama and how drained and kind of traumatized I was. And I laugh now, but it really, I've never experienced anything as crazy in my entire work history. And I'm 37 now. I'm old. And I keep trying to figure out the thought process of certain people. And it's batshit crazy. So then I get lost in that rabbit hole of trying to figure out what makes sense to nonsensical people, and you'll never get a satisfying answer. But when you do get very unusual people that take you outside of the scope of your mind, you then become a better writer. So all of these hiccups, I'll say, for the summer, they're going to be written into one of my scripts eventually, because I couldn't even dream up this level of lunacy if I had tried. Life is always scarier than fiction. And these people this summer surpass my wildest nightmares. Anyway, my plan for the upcoming months is to finish quite a few of my other scripts, start applying to some competitions again, only a few, and really seeking representation again. I feel like the world needs visual medicine, and I'm hoping that some of my stories will be the balm, the salve, the remedy for some. Because I don't believe that the world is getting better this decade. Essentially, between 2020 and 2030, I feel like there will be a lot of growing pains. And I feel like some of my stories can perhaps provide perspective, and maybe can change some points of view as well as heal. My main goal on a personal level is to satisfy my own curiosity. I have an insatiable curiosity, only temporarily quelled by writing out complex thought experiments through screenplays. That satiates me. And I feel like there's a lot of other people that are like that and really love to put themselves mentally in weird situations to just problem solve, do some self-discovery. So I love learning about myself and life through my writing. But on a bigger scale, on a global scale, I definitely want to give to those who are similar to me to satiate that itch that we all have to satisfy our curiosity, but also to bring the humanity into every character, especially the characters that our culture deems scum or less than. I also want to bring in just viewing things differently. A lazy mind is something I'm wanting to exercise. Not to get it into shape, but to like just get it moving. Spark some life into the hearts and brains of humankind. Because I do believe that storytelling makes your mind dance, and I want to be a part of that waltz. I want to be a part of that symphony that gets a different part of your consciousness activated so that you experience the world in a different way. And of course, medicine, healing. I never realized how big certain things were until I realized that my parents didn't get it. I never grew up thinking Black was less than, or that Black was gross or dirty. I always loved my hair. I always loved my skin color because I was surrounded by images like that, by people like that. And so I want to be part of creating a collective consciousness on this planet and beyond that has confidence, that has compassion, consideration, empathy, understanding, innerstanding, creativity, being helpful towards others, striving to be your better self. I want to be a part of all of that by creating stories that evoke truth, insight, awareness into those that watch, listen, and read. And I'm not giving up. There's been many moments where I've just wanted to become a hermit, go off and live on my own, off the land, by myself. I really do believe I was like a monk or nun in another life because I love being away in nature by myself. But when all is said and done, what matters most to me is not being a hermit. It's being a service to the little me's out there, to the little you's out there. There's nothing better in my mind than that. And while it is scary to open up your heart and be vulnerable and share your truth and your creative babies, so to speak, it's worth it. And though the result might not be as satisfying as I want it to be, it is in the doing, it is in the desire to offer it that really is the blessing. That is where the gift is. So now I'm rambling a little bit. I'm so tired. I've been sleeping nonstop, and I'm still actually working at the hotels to like close them up. Probably another 10 days, and then I'm free. I plan to stay in this area until the end of October, and then I don't know if I'll move out of the state of New York, if I'll go back to Canada, if I'll go to Hawaii, Washington State, New Zealand, Mexico. I have no idea. And I love to be in the mystery. I've pre-planned so much of my life that now I'm just embracing the mystery of what's next. I guess that's it. I will update all of you very soon on the recording of Ghostly Ghoul Family. And more content will be coming very soon. So stay tuned.